Hi, this is Juliana Erickson again, a Joyful Life Juliana Erickson show. So, I'm curious, are you open to miracles today? Well, I am willing to help you with those miracles if you want to go down that road. I'm interested also to see if you, if you've listened to the last podcast about our subconscious money thoughts. Were you able to do any thinking about what your subconscious money thoughts are? Were you able to do any of the exercises that we talked about, uncovering what's down there and seeing why you're holding yourself back, maybe? It sure is helpful to see down there because, as a little recap, 85, 90%, something like that, of our thoughts are subconscious. So if we are running on our subconscious thoughts that may have come to us from our parents, from our childhood, from our something that happened to us early on in our life, and we're still running those old tapes, then we're going to continue to get the negative results or repeating negative patterns if that's what we're doing. So the idea is, see what's down there, see what thoughts are running your life, and if there's some that you want to keep, keep them. But if there's some ones that are not helpful for you, then let them go. For instance, some negative thoughts might be, I can't do it, I'm not good enough to make it, it's too hard, having money is too much work, I don't know how, it's for someone else, not for me, my family, they don't have that kind of money. You know, those kind of thoughts are all ones that we put our own limits on. We put our own limits to how much success and prosperity that we will experience in our lives. Well, okay, will. I said that with certainty. There are times that things break the rules. I get that. There's always going to be some times that something will slide by. But 98% of the time, you will find that people will repeat what has been going on in their subconscious over and over and over again. And then after a while, people keep hitting those walls, and then they just give up trying. So again, go back, look in your subconscious, and okay, you say, well, I can't find what's in there. Well, I'll give you a shortcut. You can look at how your life is going. Your life is an exact mirror of your thoughts. So just look at your life and see what's going on. Are you continually missing out? Is someone else always getting the good jobs? Are you constantly maybe mismanaging your money or spending too much or always in debt or never seem to get ahead? Those kind of thoughts, if those are over and over again, then you know it's not the outside world. It's you. It's you. If they keep happening over and over again, there's something in you. Okay, so that was last week. Go back and listen to that podcast again. Now what we're going to do is we're going to talk about how to manage the money that you get and how to manage the money you have. So many times people say, I'll manage the money when I get it. I'll start, living in a budget when I get the money. I'll start saving when I have the money, or I'll start tithing when I have the money. Well, the idea is you need to start the practice now, because it doesn't matter if you have $100 a month, $1,000 a month, or $10,000 a month. The structure of how you handle money is exactly the same. If you spend it all, you will spend it all, whether it's $100 or $10,000. So the idea is, learn from the wealthy people. I mean, my daughter was telling me about the Time magazine. There's a cover story about Prince Charles. And he even has, if he gets a hole in one of his suits, he has it fixed. I mean, he doesn't throw it away and get another suit. And I thought that's so true, because the people who have money, they don't spend it like water, like people who don't have money. People who are new at getting money or want money, they spend it, which is why they can't hand it down generation after generation like the wealthy people do. So the idea is, learn how to be. All right, so there are a few ways to make money. One is to make more money, period, like a job or a career where you make more. Another one, of course, would be to inherit. Another one is to simplify your life. So that would be, for instance, do you overspend? I mean, do you buy more food than you need to? Do you buy more clothes than you need to? Do you buy a bigger house than you can afford? Do you go on bigger vacations than you need to go on? Those kind of things. So by simplifying your life, it's amazing how much more money you can generate from the same paycheck. It's amazing. One of the things, something my financial planner taught me years ago, and it sounds simple, but it's really amazing. In January, the 1st of January, go through your freezer and use up all the food that's in your freezer and in your cupboards. Eat everything that's there rather than going out. So see if you can go a whole month with just what's in your cupboards and then clean them out and start over. I mean, that's like a whole month's worth of groceries you don't have to buy. So that's several hundred dollars that you, quote, made, unquote, right there. I was truly amazed at that. I had no idea how much I had. Okay, so that's so simplifying. Just think to yourself, do I really need it or do I want it? Is it something I can live without, or is there another way I can make? Is there something I have at my house that I can use instead? Am I buying this because it's an emotional fix? Is it an addiction? Is it a am I sad? I want to make me feel good for another reason. Anyway, simplify. There's T. Harv Eker. I love that Millionaire Mind intensive. I don't, if you haven't been, it's awesome. Anyway, one of the things that I learned there that was totally mind-changing for me is he said that everything we buy is either an asset or a liability. That means that everything we buy is it either increases our net worth or it takes away from our net worth. In other words, when you buy a car, it's a liability because you drive it off the showroom. Even if you buy a used car, you are if it's not a car that you well, whether you need it or not, it's still money that's taking away from your bottom line, your net worth, what you could be investing versus investments. And I'm not saying just the stock market. I'm saying, there's passive income too. There's things like rental a property and that kind of thing. So, cell phone towers, if you have a big piece of property, just all kinds of little things that you can have that can be generating income for you, while you whether you're on vacation or not, whether you're sleeping or not. So passive income is something for you to really think about. And I read somewhere, but they said it's good to have something like seven different passive income streams. Now, I don't have seven yet, and I'm not here to sell you about it. It's something you have to investigate on your own. But find one, and if you can start small, find one, get to know it really well, and get it generating income, and then move on to a second one. I mean, there's even those kiosks that you see, like at the drugstore and the grocery store, those red box video rentals. Is that what they're called? Red box. Anyway, that's a great one. Or car washes, or they don't take a big investment, and you get a nice return, and it's constant. All right, so I've talked about income. I've talked about, of course, inheritance, but that I'm not counting that. Let's just book that one. That some people get that, and some people are lucky. I'm not, so I don't have any rich relatives. I have to make it myself. And then another one is for the simplifying your life. So that's a way to generate income in the moment is, okay, simplifying. Another one is the passive income. And it's true, you can never, well, there's that never word again, most likely never become wealthy by with just your job. I mean, I don't care what it is. I had a client who was a doctor at my last workshop, my prosperity workshop. And it came to her, just realization, I can only see so many patients a day. There's only so much money I can make in a week. There's 5 days in a week, and there's so many 8 hours in a day, and I can just only see so many clients, so or patients. So there's a limit to how much money you can make in a quote job, even if you're the job owner. So you have to figure out ways to monetize what you do. And that's a whole other subject. I'm not talking about that today. But and then there's another one is the passive income. All right. So now let's talk about managing. So you can have all the money in the world, and again, if you don't manage it, it's just going to flip, go right through your little fingers. that I love my father, but that's one of the things that I did learn from him, and that's how to spend money. To him, money was to spend and have and enjoy. My mother, I learned from her that you save it. So I had these two conflicting points of view, and I flip-flop between both of them. Anyway, so managing. So I'm also an artist, and as a you know, I'm a left brain kind of person. I mean, a right brain person. So with me, I have to have things simple. Math and I don't get along real well. It's a challenge for me, which is why I hired a bookkeeper to help me out. She just comes in once a month for an afternoon, and we go over everything, and it's been wonderful. So I know what my limits are, and I've gotten help, and it's totally paid for itself. All right, so back to the managing. So I'm a right brain person, and math is a challenge for me, and I know I need to manage my money. So the way I've done that is a simple jar system. It's five jars. And when I was young, my mother taught me they had envelopes. So some people you may hear, but any, just something to separate your money when you get it in. And after a while, when you get used to it, you can go ahead and, you know, maybe you can keep them all in the same account and you can figure it out. I need it this simple. So this is simple, simple. All right. So you have five, let's say you get, $4,000, $3,000 a month. All right. So you take half of that, and you put half of that into a in living. So you're going to live on 50% of what you come home with. I know. Take a breath. I know it's hard. I didn't think I could do it either when I first started, but you can. All right. So living on 50%, and then the next thing you're going to do is then you're going to go. Split the other 50%, and you're going to go 10% for play, and you have to play, because if you don't, then you're never going to do the living at 50% part. You're going to balk, and the whole thing's going to fall apart. So you have to reward yourself for how hard you're working. Have to. So you got 50% you're living on, and then the other 50% you divide in five. So 10% goes to play, 10% goes to savings, and of that savings, half of it would be long-term savings, and half would be short-term savings. And the long-term savings are things like a new roof or new air conditioner, those kind of things, okay? And then short-term savings would be things like going on a trip this summer. All right, so that's what the savings is. By the way, the play, it's for going out to dinner, it's massages, that kind of thing. I also use it for my hair color because I have my hair colored professionally. So anyway, but those are things that just make you feel good. And long-term and short-term savings makes up the next 10%. The next 10% after that is, investments. So you wait and get those together, and after a while you'll have enough to do some of these passive income ideas that you're going to come up with, all right? Education is another 10%, because you can't learn everything in high school or college and think you're going to, for the rest of your life, you're going to run on that information. It just won't. So you're going to need to take classes or workshops or whatever, or read books or teleseminars or whatever. So learn. So that's the fourth one. And, oh my gosh, I've forgotten the fifth one. Oh my gosh, my mind went blank. let me see. I'm going to pause for a second. Okay, I figured it out. It's tithing. Of all ones for me to forget. All right, anyway. This one is so important because it really ties all the rest of them together. It's the one that really does help us. If it's giving to a charity, if it's giving to your spiritual group or a spiritual leader or something that enriches your life. So that 10% is wonderful. And at first you may think, but I don't want to do that. I want to spend it on something else. When you start letting go of the tight hold you have on your money, and know that it's money, it's just energy. It's energy. So the more you let go and you let it flow through you and out to others who need it or enhance the world through you, it's amazing. So you enlarge yourself, but you also enliven yourself, and it feels really good. So there's the 100%. Live on 50%. By the way, that first living on 50% is probably the hardest, because your clothing budget, all the things that I used to really enjoy, down. But keep focusing on what you want. So here's the key. Make a list, you and your partner, just sit by yourself and put some time aside, maybe even an hour, get comfortable, and just start dreaming about what would you do if you had financial security, if you had financial freedom. What are some of the things you would do? And start thinking about it and let yourself dream, let yourself fly with this. And if you have somebody to talk about it, you know, just get excited about it and write it down. And so then cull it down to where you have maybe two or three main things that you want to accomplish with your financial freedom, with your prosperity. And that is what you're going to put on your wall and focus on every day. Definitely put it where your office is. And if you can make a visual map, like a treasure map or vision board, that's the best, so that you actually can see it every day of what it is you're working so hard for. Okay, so I know this is a lot in one, and I'm going to end for today just because I've covered so much. But this works, I know, because I started it, and I didn't think I could ever do this, ever, ever, ever. And it has totally changed my life. I mean, I feel I have more money than I ever thought I did because I'm managing it now. It's not just like a dartboard, close your eyes and, well, I have money for this. You know, I had the plumbing go out, and it was $1,200 a couple of months ago. And in the past, I would have had taken out a savings or whatever. But no, I have it in my long-term savings account, and I could just write a check. It was just great. Anyway, those are the kind of things. You'll start feeling empowered. You will start feeling like you can do this. And it's a mature, empowered way to live. And if you're a parent, your children will see you doing this, and you can help them learn this method too. Okay, so if you have any questions about this, you know, email me on on the joyfullifeproject.com. You can email me there. And by the way, if any of this information is helpful, you know, pass it on to some others who may have challenges in this financial area. You know, you might be able to really help somebody by passing this podcast on to them. And lastly, I hope you're subscribing to this. If you're not subscribing yet, just press that little button. It's free. And, you know, I'm not going to be hoarding you with emails. If you want my newsletter, that's a whole different thing. This is just sign up. Press the button. Ding. You can hear from me. Okay, I'm done. So have a lovely day. Remember, joy is a choice, and learn how to choose. And this is Juliana with A Joyful Life, Juliana Erickson Show. See you next time. Bye-bye.